I just don't like it.
Well, you know, it's not for everyone, but
makes
like
me nervous.
Really?
It does. It's always very like nervous and lots of violins going very quickly and fat people singing.
Oh.
And it really is like you'd want to say that that's a stereotype, but really it's a lot of fat people singing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone. I have the microphone in place tonight. And this is episode 35 for the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It'd be the first day of fall in the Southern Hemisphere. And it's that Purim thing that starts at sundown. I don't know what that means. Oh, Lord. Well, hi, everyone. Did you know that spring has sprung? It has, and fall has fallen. I guess. I don't know. So, y'all, the spring has sprung, and we are having the severe weather that's going to be moving through Charleston. Boy, that's a glowing recommendation of this show, isn't it? Well, y'all, if you don't normally go over to the www to look at what's over there, I encourage you to go over today because Michael from Stuttgart, and y'all, I just want to say, Michael from Stuttgart has got to be one of the most fucked up individuals on the face of the earth, and I love him for it. Did I mention love him? Michael from Stuttgart, after hearing yesterday's Memory Lane music, which was Family Affair, and hearing about the Mrs. Beasley doll, he decided that it was appropriate that there be a Big Fatty Beasley doll. So he has done a little photoshopping. At least I think it's photoshopping. I don't know. Maybe he just caught me on a good day. But the picture of today's artwork is of the Big Fatty Beasley doll. And y'all, it came in to my e-letters, and I was looking at it in the coal mine, and I really thought I was going to piss my pants this afternoon. Not that I don't normally piss my pants, but anyway. But it's really, really funny. And Michael, thank you so much. And I want to say thank you also to so many of you who listen to this podcast, because I listened today to Annie Vera Charles's 100th show. And if you haven't listened to it yet, y'all, that is one hell of a production, is all I got to say. It is a production. But y'all, there were so many of you that listened to this podcast that sent Annie Vera messages, and it just kind of touched my heart that you know, maybe, just maybe, you listen to the fat one when he said, you know, get your ass on over there and go listen to Annie Vera, because I think some of you have, and I don't think any of you have regretted it. But thank you so much for supporting Auntie Vera, and again, if you haven't subscribed over there, you need to do it. And by the way, Annie Vera, I meant to mention this to you when you mentioned it on your show. I fucking hate the daylight savings time also. Cannot stand it. Ugh, hate it. H-A-ate it. Or something like that. I don't know. All right. Now, today is going to be another voice letter palooza. Because, y'all, I'm just going to tell you, you come through for the fat one is all I got to say. And you have continued to send me the voice letters. And I really appreciate that more than you know. But I'm going to change it up this time. Instead of doing voice letters and then ending with the Memory Lane music, I'm going to do the Memory Lane music first. So, ha-ha, if you're waiting till the end of the show to listen to it, boy, are you going to be surprised. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Well, today's Memory Lane music really was one of Big Fatty's all-time favorite shows when he was growing up. And I don't know why, but it was one of those that just really grabbed a hold of me. And this one may be difficult for some of you to remember. So let's just play it, shall we? Well, did you know what that was? I'm sure you're probably going, gosh, that does sound familiar, Big Fatty, but I don't know that I remember what that was. Well, let me give you a couple of little hints. Here's the first little hint. It was an Irwin Allen show, and it was a science fiction show. Okay, does that help any? Huh? Well, that was the theme for The Time Tunnel. Oh, y'all, I love The Time Tunnel. Now, it was on from 1966 to 1967, and it was on ABC. And you don't really, the people that starred in it, not necessarily as important as The Time Tunnel itself. And it was Project Tick-Top was a top-secret U.S. government effort to build an experimental time machine known as the Time Tunnel. And when the cost of the project approached those of the U.S. space program, the U.S. Senator launches an investigation into the project and all this kind of stuff. And starred James Darren, and just they went to back to like to the Titanic you know, it was just an interesting kind of show. And the narration that each episode began with was this: two American scientists are lost in the swirling maze of past and future ages during the first experiments of America's greatest and most secret project, the Time Tunnel. Tony Newman and Doug Phillips now tumble helplessly toward the new fantastic adventure somewhere along the infinite corridors of time. Okay. Well, anyway, that was The Time Tunnel. And thank you for putting up with Big Fatty, as he loves some Memory Lane music. And you know what else he loves? He loves some voice letters. That's right.
Hello, Barney. Hey, Big Fatty. This is Michael doing as requested and calling you from my iPhone. It's Monday, it's St. Patrick's Day, and I was just listening to your show, and as soon as I heard your impassioned plea, I put your show on pause and dialed up the iPhone and called you. I'm on the highway right now on my way home from the world of Walt after entertaining the masses, and as soon as I got off the stage, I picked up my iPhone and started listening to your show and decided to call you. So, I hope this helps you get a little closer to your iPhone goal of having people calling you from their iPhones. And I will talk to you real, real soon. Ciao, baby. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. And I'm going to give you the I finger if that's okay. But now, y'all, I'm glad that Michael's was the first call we took today, because y'all, there is big news, because the fat one is going to Disney World. That's right. It is official. Larry Cly and I are going to be hopping in the jalopy and heading on down to the gay days at Disney. We're going to be traveling down on the 5th of June. That is a Thursday, and we'll be there the nights of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then coming back up to Charleston to the coal mines on Monday the 9th. So Big Fatty will be in the Orlando's area from the 5th through the morning of the 9th, and I have gotten in touch with the QCast boys and the Foul Monkeys boys and Drunky Bill, formerly of Writing with Bill, and we will just see if we can get some kind of hootenanny put together. Maybe even that boy that serves coffee over there in the Tampa area. He that Starbucks guy and his friends, maybe they would like to come. And Ryan, from the Terminally Straight podcast, you know, perhaps there'll be some litigation. We'll need you to be there to take care of things. And listeners, we'll try to put something together. But all the details will be coming, but just go ahead and mark it on your calendars so that you can go ahead and schedule your elective dental surgery. The best days to do that would be the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, because the Big Fatty will be leaving on the 9th. Well, Michael, thank you for the voice letter, and let's do another one, shall we?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Anthony from A Shanty No Women. Just calling to give you some voicemail, and that's about it. The show's going off really well, so we enjoy it. It's your show's a nice little quick, sweet, and tantalizing moment of my day, usually around 9 o'clock. After I've been done listening to Archer's show, I pop on your show, and you know, normally at this point I would have something funny to say, but I'm just gonna say I enjoy your show. There you go. Enjoy. Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And Anthony is over at that A Shanty No Lemon podcast, and Anthony just posted some of his favorite music or something over there. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm a little horrified at what some of Anthony's favorite music might be. But Anthony, I don't think that the BFO has ever been called tantalizing. Well, what can I say? Well, it's nice to be tantalizing, and it's nice to it's nice that you have something to clear your palate, so to speak, after you get a dose of Archer. I mean, what a way to start your day. Ugh, gosh. I mean, really, we shouldn't speak poorly of the infirm.
G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty from Sunny Down Under here. I'm ringing up with a good, gosh, and or gay. The good is that tomorrow, Thursday, I'm going to Indonesia for 2.5 weeks for a holiday or vacation, as you Yankees call it. The gosh is, gosh, I cannot believe what tight asses all your American listeners are who won't spend, I don't know, what is it, 20 cents to ring this number and leave a message, when it cost me like a whole dollar to ring up. And the gay is, well, that's what I'm hoping to find in Indonesia. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Well, bye, Scotty. I hope you have a fantastic holiday, as they say, and that you find something good and gay in Indonesia that makes you go, gosh. Y'all, speaking of gosh, guess who I saw today? Oh, Lord, it's true. Y'all, the skull came by the coal mine today, and she had on her Easter sweater. It was pale blue, and it had little fuzzy yarn like Easter eggs and rabbits on it. And she is, the hair was just as big as ever. And for those of you who may be new listeners, the skull used to be the receptionist at the coal mine, but she retired, and basically we just hated her. And so this music that you hear is the skull update music, but I just thought that all you old listeners might appreciate that I still hate her. Well, rather than do another voice letter right now, since we just heard from Scotty from down there in New Zealand, which the national airlines down there, I don't know if you knew this or not, is Qantas. And I have had this thing that I've been wanting to read to y'all, and it's about Qantas. And let me just read you a little bit. After every flight, Qantas pilots fill out a form called a gripe sheet, which tells mechanics about problems with the aircraft. Now, the mechanics correct the problems, document their repairs on the form, and then the pilots review the gripe sheets before the next flight. Now, never let it be said that ground crews lack a sense of humor. Here are a few of some actual maintenance complaints submitted by Qantas pilots and the solutions recorded by the maintenance engineers. By the way, Qantas is the only major airline that has never, ever had an accident. Scotty, that's good to know as you're going over there to the Indonesia. All right, gripe. Left inside main tire almost needs replacement. Solution. Almost replaced left inside main tire. Gripe. Test flight okay, except auto land very rough. Solution. Auto land not installed on this aircraft. Gripe. Something loose in cockpit. Solution. Something tightened in cockpit. Gripe. Dead bugs on windshield. Solution. Live bugs on back order. Gripe. Autopilot in altitude hold mode produces a 200 feet per minute descent. Solution. Cannot reproduce problem on ground. Gripe. Evidence of leak on right main landing gear. Solution. Evidence removed. Gripe. DME volume unbelievably loud. Solution. DME volume set to a more believable level. Gripe. Friction locks throttle levers to stick. Solution. That's what friction locks are for. Gripe. IFF operative in off mode. Solution. IFF always in operative in off mode. Duh. Gripe. Suspected crack in windshield. Solution. Suspect you're right. Gripe. Number 3 engine missing. Solution. Engine found on right wing after brief search. Gripe. Aircraft handles funny. Solution. Aircraft warned to straighten up and fly right and to be serious. Oh, Lord. Gripe. Target radar hums. Solution. Reprogram target radar with lyrics. Gripe. Mouse in cockpit. Solution. Cat installed. And the best one for last. Gripe. Noise coming from under instrument panel. Sounds like a midget pounding on something with a hammer. Solution. Took hammer away from midget. Oh, Lord, y'all. I hope you have a great first day of spring, and that if your midget has a hammer, that somebody takes it away from you on your flight to Indonesia so that you can find something good, gosh and gay. Oh, Lord, what an ending. Bye. Boing. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.